The book Hebrews, part 191. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yehoshua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, I think about the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version. It's not one that I've written. It's one which I've got copyright and distribution right from the American trustees. Should you require a Bible, it's not obtainable in any bookshop in the world. There's not one bookshop that has one of them. You can get it from the Americans where it is available, but that's for the people in America, which is nearby, it's in Texas. Otherwise, I do have a couple of copies for those that's in South Africa or in Africa. Should you require any information, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's +27 international code for South Africa, 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. As you can see right on the top here, if this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very welcome. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive all the different notifications of the other studies that we are currently busy with. Send this link to your friends and family, to those that you care. Make sure at least you have a 1611 King James Bible, notepad and a pen ready to make your own notes. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. This Hebrew study is such an interesting study. The reports that we receive is where people is amazed in the word that they are discovering according to the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible. Hebrew 9 verse 27. As it is appointed unto men once to die, it's appointed for men to die, so Yahushua, or let me just go back, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, we have to die, all of us. They have this 23-24 September rapture that's going to happen, and all the Hebrew people, well, your Orthodox Hebrew, Jewish people believe that it's going to happen. Your Messianic people believe it's going to happen. I say it cannot happen. Why? Because Yahweh Elohim is no man that he should promise something and not do it. Should he say something and not do it? He's not a man that he can or should lie. Hallelujah. And he has given us the roadmap. Before, it's not the rapture, it's the coming that first has to happen. The rapture, the parousia in Greek. The coming for the bride first. But before that can happen, there must be a 7-year covenant, Daniel 9:27. It's so important for you to study the other study that I'm busy with. The revelation of the book Revelation. There we are studying all the graphs and every word in the book of Revelation and portions of Daniel to come to the revelation word. Hallelujah. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, not just men but women also, but after this the judgment. Judgment is for the ungodly. I just want to say, judgment is not for the bride. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 27 to 58 says that in a twinkle of an eye, with the coming of Yahushua, we will be transformed from earthly into heavenly, from a fleshly into a spiritual body. We will meet Yahushua in the air, hallelujah, at the last trumpet. That's at Revelation 3 verse 22, the end of the age of grace, the seventh church period of Laodicea. At the end of that, that's where the bride's going to be drawn away. And there's no judgment after that. But according to this scripture, it looks like it. An act is appointed unto men once to die. But after this, the judgment. No, there's no judgment after you die. Yeah, but the church has taught us this. This is what they want you to believe. I want to explain something. If you are holy enough, living in holiness, you have come to repentance, you've been immersed in the name of Yahushua, and you're living holiness, striving towards your end goal every day of your life. And Yahushua will appear on the clouds for his bride. And you will be transformed in a moment like that, out of a fleshly into a heavenly body, out of an earthly body into a glorified body, going to meet him in the air. This makes you bride, not church, bride. Thus, now you are in heaven. You've kept your wedding garment clean enough to be changed from mortal to immortality. You're gone. The moment that you arrive in heaven, the angels take you directly to the throne of judgment, where the Father is sitting, ready to judge you. No, not in your life. The white throne judgment, Revelation 20 verse 11, is for the ungodly and the Antichrist people. And the Israelites who did not, the two-thirds who did not accept Yahushua in the great tribulation. When you arrive in heaven, you go with Yahushua in the twinkle of an eye. You are changed. Because flesh and blood cannot enter into heaven. You are changed in a glorified body. You're gone. The moment you arrive, you're not going to stand before Yahweh or Elohim to be judged. Yeah, but the church taught us, and the scripture says you need to be judged first. That scripture is written for the ungodly. Just use your common sense. That's all we need to do. You know, reading Bible, a lot of time, we need just to use common sense. We don't need to be a theologian or a professor in the eschatology or anything to understand the word. No. Just think of it commonly. You are changed, you're gone. You are holy enough to be transformed. Arriving in heaven, now suddenly you must appear before white throne judgment or before the judgment throne of Yahweh. No. We don't need to convert. We don't need to explain. Just the bare fact that you have been changed and I have been changed out of this fleshly body into a spiritual body, meeting him in the air. It's enough to be kings, sons, and priests of Yahweh, our Elohim. We are not appearing before the Heavenly Father to be judged for every word and deed. And no, no, no. The Bible says that if we confess our sins and accept Yahushua as our Savior, we are being immersed in water, Romans 6 verse 1 to 12. The moment that I get up from the water grave, the old man of sin and the old woman of sin have been buried. This rugged cloth that of sin that I had on, the Bible says Yahushua will take it and he throws it in the deepest sea of forgiveness and he never thinks of it again. Now if Yahushua is just enough to forgive me my sin, hanging on the cross, he said to that sinner, and that sinner hasn't even been immersed in water, according to John 3 verse 1 to 12, where Yahushua told Nicodemus, you need to be born again out of water and spirit. This guy on the cross just acknowledged Yahushua, accepting him as a sinner in his life. Even before Yahushua died. What does Yahushua say to them? Today you will be with me in paradise. Why? Because his sins were forgiven, and he has a promise, if you will breathe your life out of your body, you are going to be transformed. You will go into the third heaven in paradise. That's a promise. Why? Because Yahushua swears. He says, verily, verily, I say unto you. He swears. Today you will be with me. Where? In paradise. And he hasn't even been immersed. But that takes him to paradise, to be part of the wedding ceremony. But he can never be part of the bride of Yahushua, because he hasn't got a bride's garment on. The bride's garment you only receive through immersing in the name of Yahushua to the forgiveness of your sin. Galatians 3 verse 23, 26 to 29. Galatians 3 verse 26 to 29. He said, those who have been immersed in the name of Yahushua have clothed themselves. We put on the wedding garment. There is no more Greek, nor Gentile, nor free man, nor slave, man, nor woman. But we are all part of the promises of Abram, which he made, which he received. So, the bride needs to have the wedding garment on. The bridegroom. Where this guy on the cross didn't receive a bridegroom, have an invitation to the wedding ceremony. He will see the bride, he will see the bridegroom, but he's not going to partake in what is going to happen in the honeymoon suite. Just putting in a metaphor. You understand? That's why Yahushua told Nicodemus in John 3 verse 3, you cannot enter into heaven if you are not born again. How do I go back into the womb of my mother? He's thinking with his mind. Yahushua said, you won't even see the kingdom of heaven, first of all. Secondly, in verse 5, you won't enter the kingdom of heaven. Yeah, but the guy on the cross entered the kingdom of heaven. Yeah, that's not the honeymoon suite. That was up to the third heaven, where paradise is. This we understand. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, you have to die. But after this, the judgment, there's no judgment for those who die in Yahushua. The guy on the cross, that he first went, that Yahushua took him to his father and said, stand here quickly, father's going to judge you. No, 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 no. I see, according to the Bible, Revelation 20 verse 4, that judgment has been given unto the bride. The bride is going to be the juror that's going to judge Satan and the Antichrist and the false prophet and sinners. Those who went through the great tribulation, and those that died without Yahushua, who were locked up in Hades. Come on. The guy on the cross didn't went after he died. Didn't went to the what? Or went to a judgment throne to first confess what is. He just accepted Yahushua on the cross. And Yahushua makes a promise to him. To verily, verily, I say unto you, today you will be with me where? In paradise. Third heaven. How wonderful is that? Why? Because the moment that he accepted Yahushua as his personal savior and his redeemer, the cloth of sin which he was draped in, which he was wearing, was thrown in the sea of forgiveness. And Yahushua says he doesn't ever think about it again. How wonderful is that? Now, I want to show you something. If this is what is happening, by just accepting Yahushua, although already entering into heaven, into third heaven, paradise, what happened to those that receive the engagement ring when they went through the immersing waters, according to John 3 verse 1 to 12, who have been clothed, Galatians 3:26-29, in the name, that's why it's so important, in the name of Yahushua, not in the name of the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit. Those are titles. What does the bride takes from the bridegroom? His name. The moment that they put the ring on, she takes his name. What happens when we go through the baptismal water? We are one in Yahushua. The old things has passed away. All things has become brand new. We're walking in the newness of the word through the teaching and the leading of the Ruach HaKodesh. How wonderful is that? How wonderful. So, we do not appear as bride. We have been transformed out of this life into eternal life. And also the bride of Yahushua who had died throughout the ages. They are in paradise. They're not in Hades or realm of death. They are in paradise, waiting for the moment for the rest of the bride to appear. And then they will go to the maiden's room, if I may call it like that, to be prepared for the greatest occasion, which is the marriage occasion to our bridegroom, Yahushua. So don't let them ever teach or preach to you that we all have to appear before a white throne judgment or any kind of judgment. If we are redeemed by the blood of Yahushua, there is no judgment. Revelation 20 verse 4 says, we shall sit on thrones and we, as Jew, will judge the others. See how the church has drawn us into believing church dogma, Roman Catholic dogma. Till tomorrow morning, if his Father's will, Maranatha, Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.